Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hi ho, neighbors. It's Crab Diving Thursday, live from the west coast of the United States of America, here in Los Angeles, California. It's 2:01 p.m. Pacific, 5:01 on the eastern coast. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. If it ain't that time, you're listening to the rerun of this wonderful program. We thank you. Either way, you're taking us into your ear holes. My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show.
Ryan's joining us through the magic of the internet from Pensacola, Florida. He's usually here in the studio in Koreatown, Los Angeles, but is taking a little bit of a respite into the family compound.
The panhandle. I am broadcasting live from the smallest guest room in the Pfeiffer compound here in Gulf Breeze.
So that would mean that your brother and the baby is still there.
Yes, still here. Everyone's still here. My brother is still here, although he can't prove who he is.
Are you?
He lost his wallet.
He lost his wallet.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? When does he fly back?
I don't know. We went out last night to Mobile and we had to go somewhere where they don't card people.
Oh, that might be even scarier.
Yeah, it's like hanging out with a 12-year-old.
You got to go about 70 miles out of town.
You don't really have to look that hard. I mean, it is Mobile.
Really?
I don't think they don't have a lot of rules there. There are not a lot of people there. You know, it is a nice town, though. Like, really nice. I mean,
really?
Yeah, you start walking around there and you're like, the downtown area is so small and you look at all, there's loft, these nice loft apartments available.
With a view.
You start doing the math.
With a view of the stars and bars on the Capitol.
Oh, yes, sure. Oh, well, there's a view of the Mobile town square where they hang people.
I see. Well, legally hang people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please, legally. They love it.
Right.
You kidding?
I'm just reading ahead.
No worries.
Follow us on the Twitter, ladies and gentlemen,
@
Crab Diving. Tweet us during the show if you like. You can also give us a call. It might work. 323-601-5427. That's 323-601-LIBS.
Or liar, right?
Libs or liar.
Yeah, and by the way, call the show, especially if you have my brother's wallet. He's been looking for it. So.
He lost it at the beach, right? Wasn't that it? Or
yeah. He lost it at the beach. I don't know. He thinks it's still in the car somewhere, but I don't know about that. I mean, he's got to figure out how to get on a plane.
Well, I would assume that at this point the car has been scoured, right? I mean, if you think it's in the car, you would shred the car.
It's probably in the glove compartment.
To find what's going on.
Yeah.
Have you done any comedy?
No. I was supposed to do some last night, but the show was canceled in lieu of a band that had showed up. And the band was amazing. God, now I can't remember the name of the band.
You got bumped by a local band.
Oh, God, they were so good. Yeah. I mean, it was like the band was amazing. They're like a 6 or 7 piece. They had a banjo, a bass. Oh, it was great.
They're just amazing, like, fuck the comedy. We'd rather have music.
Yes, sure. I get it. I mean, I see a lot of comedy in
Wait,
some
was
of
that
it.
Mobile? Did you drive all the way to Mobile and then get?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, I didn't get bumped. I mean, no one told me the show was canceled.
Ah, I see.
I'm supposed to know by osmosis. I'm supposed to be, like, omniscient.
But you enjoyed the band.
Oh, yeah, I enjoyed the band.
And
sure.
Jeff was able to get in without
right.
his ID.
Well, I mean, sort of. I mean, he kind of just... We had to sneak him, like, around the security guard that was carding everyone. yeah. Yeah, he got in, luckily. He was able to get in and didn't have to prove how old he was.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's always a plus.
I don't know how he's going to do TSA. I guess he's got to, you know, because he's got to fly home to Alaska. They're going to have to put him through the... I don't know. I think they let you through without an ID. They just submit you to a body cavity search.
Yeah, he can't even. Yeah, how's he going to get on the plane?
I don't know.
Does he. I mean, I don't. I would assume he has to contact Alaska and get some kind of a temporary ID, right? Or some kind of a.
I don't know. Okay. I think he's just going to check himself into a piece of large luggage.
What about the kid?
The kid's fine. The kid can get on the plane.
That's true. He doesn't need his ID.
I don't know. That sucks. I hate losing my. I've lost my wallet before. That sucks.
Yeah, that's that really sucks.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
What to do if you've lost your state out of your license?
Oh yeah, what does it say?
Call or visit your home state driver's license agency online. They can provide you with specific instructions on how to replace a license you've lost while out of state.
Yeah, but how long does that take?
Well, I'm sure they might issue you some kind of temporary dealio, but don't you need a photo ID?
I don't know. I would think so. I would think you would need something to start from, right? I mean, to say, hey, look at me. This is me. You would need some type of photo ID plus other corroborating pieces of identification. I don't know.
Hmm. All right.
Well.
Well, there you go.
Right.
I guess
he'll make it. He'll make it.
To go on. When does he leave?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I have no
mystery
idea.
Mystery down there in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah. Nobody knows anything. Florida. Nobody knows anything in Florida, man.
It's a democracy.
Yeah. Is Florida really a democracy? I mean, with Rick Scott in charge, isn't he kind of scary?
Well, yeah, and also that whole not expanding Medicare and
That's boring.
A few felonies in that company of his.
Right. I mean, really, he shouldn't be allowed to vote. I don't know how the fuck he's governor. He got reelected, man, right?
Inexplicably. I don't.
Good heavens.
There's a lot of that going around. I don't get it at all.
People need to test the mercury levels in the water and the lead levels and something, because people just, they don't have their head screwed on straight down here.
There was some meme I saw, and it was some guy who lives in Kentucky and works. Him and his family, they work, but they don't make enough money. So they're living on, they have food assistance and they have housing assistance. Lifelong Republican voters.
Oh, yes. That makes total sense.
Lifelong Republican voters.
Good for them. They spent their whole life supporting people that don't give two shits about them. That's outstandingly amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something else. That's actually, I mean... Talk about hating yourself.
And if it's not more obvious, it's with this, what some of these Republicans and these dickwads on the right are, how they're reacting to the reactions of the whole Eric Garner thing.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's horrendous. This country should be ashamed of itself. I mean, it's just absolutely horrendous, man.
Yeah, and... You know, I haven't quite heard the word thug yet. I'm sure they're going to whip that one out because, you know, thug is the new N-word.
Oh, by the way, I'm sure a thug has been whipped out a good bit.
From Garner? Probably. I mean, I haven't heard it on the on any of the airwaves yet. Michael Brown, absolutely. But I haven't quite heard that yet with Eric Garner. But they're one of these right wing hags. I don't know, Suze Orman or something like that. I don't know, one of these idiots.
Susie Orman. That is the person that makes you. She has this talent. She makes you feel so bad about yourself as soon as you start watching her, because she does all that. She does all that shit about like money, how to manage your money, and why you're poor and why you're stupid. Lovely to watch. Susie Orman's on CNN too.
It might not have been her. I don't know. That's just the name that popped into
well,
my head.
Well, I don't like her.
One of these hags. Sandy Rios. I just found it. She's from.
Who's that?
She has on the American Family Association radio station.
Oh, stop it!
Which also has the inimitable Brian Fisher.
We're better than them, right? I mean, we're on the internet as well, but our the quality of what we bring people, the Crab Diving Network, is so much better than, what are they called? The American Heritage? The
American Family Association. So you know right away they're ninnies that are trying to peek into your house and make sure that you're not doing anything that they don't think is right.
Listen to the Crab Diving Network instead of those assholes, right?
I think there's not a lot of bleed over.
Oh, really? Oh, are you saying we're not fighting for the same audience?
Yeah, I think if someone's drifting around the internet dial and somehow stumbles upon us on their way to Sandy Rios, I think they'll probably keep going.
Sandy Rios.
This hag of the American Family Association, by the way, family values. Eric Garner was a father.
What's your favorite of all the family values? What's your favorite value?
Judgment.
Really, judgment?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one. I like paranoia. Paranoia of the gay.
Racism is fun.
Oh, racism's great.
Yeah, that's homophobia, Islamophobia. There's all kinds of fun things.
What about self-hatred? That's my favorite.
On the family side.
I hate myself. I'm going to vote for people that don't give a shit about me.
So, she is saying that, of course, the decision not to indict that policeman for strangling Eric Garner to death that we all witnessed.
We witnessed it. We watched it. We watched it on the fucking internet.
Yeah.
So it's so disturbing.
Sandy Rios says she's worried that it's going to be used by the horrendous agitators among us to make the situation as bad as possible.
The guy's dead.
She said,
I mean,
she said she was sad to see Eric Garner get arrested like that.
Bullshit.
But, she said, he resisted arrest again. I don't understand that.
What?
She said
there were like 5 million cops tackling him. It was ridiculous.
She said that she reflected on how a police officer taught her young son to always obey the police. Why Eric didn't do that, I don't know. They said he had been arrested 32 times prior to that, so he certainly knew the drill.
Oh, fuck her. And you know what? Fuck her stupid son. Fuck both of them. They're horrible. That guy's dead.
So it's very, very sad. And it's really sad to know now that this will be an occasion for more violence and more of the evil that loves this stuff and comes in and loves to stir it up and make a situation worse than it already is. Right. Like the fucking racists are being all stirred up by this and not even black people. I saw pictures of what's going on in New York of these protests, of these die-ins and shit that people are doing. And I'm not seeing only black faces.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of white people and a lot of Asian people and a lot of all colors who want this shit to stop.
And I really believe that most people in this country are horrified about what's happening. And they're horrified that guy died. For no reason. There's no reason that guy should be dead. The only reason
dead. Drill, Ryan.
Oh yeah. Oh wait. You mean who is this Sandy Rios? Is she a white person?
Hag, of course.
Oh, a white person. a white person explain to her stupid white son?
There was a police officer that told her son to always obey the police. And how creepy is that, by the way?
Oh yeah, it's very creepy.
Obey. There's that.
Don't talk to my son.
There's that right wing mentality of obey, punish, obey.
These cops are supposed to serve us. They're not there to intimidate us. And I'm not sure. I don't. I might not be right on this, but I don't think they're there to choke us to death either.
Right. And obviously they're training. They're trained to kill first if they feel the tiniest bit threatened. And they can't say that, you know what they do say? It's because of all the guns here in the United States. Okay. But they do have gun situations in other countries. Where guns are illegal, people manage to find them every once in a while, and they do have situations with guns, and somehow the police manage to frequently end them without somebody dead on the ground.
Now, in this case with Eric, what was Eric armed with? What did he have?
A black skin.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
See?
And he's tall.
Yeah.
He was tall and black, so that's a rampaging... No. A demon of a weapon. What did this this fucker who jumped on his back and strangled him to death? Did he, did he say he feared for his life? I was afraid for my life as I hung onto him until I waited until he stopped breathing. I was still afraid for my life.
You know what this jerk off did? He loves it. He's been looking to do that chokehold move for years, and he finally had an opportunity, and he did it, and he had such a good time.
Although in a tiny bit, he is a little different. From who I really just think is I really think this guy isn't just an evil racist, this Darren Wilson. Darren Wilson refuses to be even the tiniest bit apologetic. He would do the same thing again. He won't apologize. It's sad that somebody lost their life, but this cop that choked the life out of Eric Garner has been a lot more sorry.
He feels bad. He has remorse.
Sure. Yeah. He says he feels horrible about it.
Yeah. That's because do you think it's sincere or do you think he's afraid for his life?
Both. I mean, there may be a little bit of, I don't think he jumped on the guy wanting to kill him. But I just think there is a mindset among the police that they are overlords they walk into a room and everyone must bow to them and kowtow to them. And that ain't the way it's meant to be.
I know in the South, when you get pulled over by one of these lunatics, the first thing they're like, where are you heading?
Right.
Where are you off to? None of your fucking business.
And that's exactly what you can say.
I don't have to tell you where I'm going.
That's exactly what you can say. And,
am I being detained?
Right. But, you know, be ready to get pulled out of your car and beaten and killed.
Let me tell you, if you do that,
especially if you're brown, you can try to exercise your rights if you're a white guy. If you're black,
I wouldn't recommend that. If you try to exercise your rights, you see what happens. You either get choked to death or shot.
Right. And he did resist.
I mean, the guy had his hands up and he got shot.
He resisted without violence. He was resisting. He's like, I'm sick of this. You guys don't leave me alone. When they tried to grab him, he backed away. But at no point was he violent toward them. He was trying to keep them from touching him. So if any of those little blue cowards say that they felt afraid of their life, they're lying. They are lying. Because we all saw what happened. We all saw it. And we can all go watch it again.
And the guy's dead. And, you know, I don't know. I was thinking about this. You know, the clip of, what is it? Is it Michael Brown's stepdad who was yelling, let's burn this bitch down?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, right. Not the right thing to say. I understand that. But, you know, if America out there, all you white assholes, for one fucking second, have a little empathy. Put yourself in his shoes. Your son's dead. No one's going to answer for it. He is going to die. No justice for him. You know, his mother is never going to see him again. Right. I don't know. How am I supposed to behave?
Oh, they want
what
him,
am I supposed to do? Sit on my hands?
They want him prosecuted. There's some of them on the right are screaming that they want him thrown in jail for inciting riots. Throw him in jail for inciting a riot.
And what if your stupid little Lily White son or daughter was shot by a cop and it was unjustified? It wasn't a good shooting, and now no one's being charged with anything.
Well,
how do you think they're going to feel about it?
It wouldn't happen.
What I'm talking about is science fiction.
Right. You're talking about little white kids that have white privilege and have affluenza. We got a kid who got drunk and killed the whole family.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, what's he supposed to do?
And,
he's a white guy.
We're supposed to feel sorry for him because he has no remorse because his parents didn't teach him any remorse.
I feel so sorry for this kid. He has amazing lawyers. I mean, you have to, by the way, give it up to the lawyer, because you got to have an amazing lawyer to get somebody off with this affluenza shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, how evil is that motherfucker? I don't think it didn't work, is the thing. He tried, remember? Although the kid did get off, ultimately, with probation, slap on the wrist. But
if he's black, what happens?
Oh, jail.
Put him in the electric chair.
Absolute. jail.
Oh, shit. Keep it up for being white, man. It's a remedy for all things.
In that vein, there is a. Did you see? God, I'm trying to find now the story. That I want to say it's in Kansas. Let me see if I can find it. I'm pretty sure it was in the state of Kansas. And the victim, here it is. This is another one of those cases of a judge. I don't know what's going on. Johnson County Judge James Franklin Davis, three names.
Oh, shit. That is not good. James Franklin Davis, hear ye, hear ye.
sentenced a guy. The girl, 11-year-old girl, and her sister sneaked out of their apartment, met two guys, and I guess a lot of fucking went on.
Okay.
The county prosecutors allowed this guy to plead no contest to the rape of an adult, thinking he would get up to 15 years jail time, but then he wouldn't be, so he'd probably, first offense, he'd probably be out in 2 or 3, the way things work, and wouldn't have to register, or would he, as a sex offender, as a child sex offender, I don't know.
Hey, surely you would. I mean, my God, if you get busted peeing outside, I mean, you're a sex offender, so I imagine rape should get you,
So the prosecutors thought he would get up to 15 years in jail, and the judge, James Franklin Davis, in
get out my hanging rope,
Kansas, for the rape of an 11-year-old girl, sentenced this guy, Stephen Bradford, 22 years old, to 3 years of probation.
Wow.
And
how much jail time?
Suspended jail sentence.
So what does that mean? None?
0.0 jail time.
Tell Kate to get anonymous on the phone.
That's about all the information that they have.
Jesus Christ.
The prosecutors have already filed an appeal, and they've said that they think it's an illegal sentencing. Like, you can't even do that. The guy's been convicted. There's minimum sentences and stuff like that. So I don't know what this explanation is.
Hey, what do you say to people when they say, hey, you know, that's our justice system. At least it worked.
It didn't.
I mean, that's what these people are saying.
But
that's like what Ben Carson says.
Name the color.
Oh, yes. Is this guy white?
Oh, he's white.
Oh, my God.
He's white, white, white.
Hey, at Vile Experience, I got to tell you, you really are playing the race card today.
I am.
Listen to you.
I am. It's hard to not
play. I can't believe in the Eric Garner case and the whole Michael Brown fiasco. We're discussing race.
We're so post-racial. How can we even be discussing this bullshit?
I mean, how many white cops shoot black kids? Hold on, let me check on the internet. Oh, I just got my answer. A shitload.
Right. There's all, you know, in the vein of talking about the po-po, there's a story. There's a couple of stories. There's one. This is actually good news. I guess one would call it that in South Carolina.
Hey, boy.
Which is that where the Hollywood Hick is from, or is he from North Carolina?
Hell yeah, he's from South Carolina, mother trucker.
Listen,
he ain't from no North Carolina.
7 p.m. every night, 7 a.m. in the morning, the Hollywood Hick reruns. And on Tuesdays and Fridays, you get brand new shiny examples of the Hollywood Hick at 7 p.m., but
listen
to Brent Paris for all the gossipy, Hollywood-y, and talks about dumb criminals, too, which is pretty funny.
Yes, he's our TMZ.
He's kind of our TMZ. Well, he's from North Carolina, so this story is a North Carolina story, that on the same day that this grand jury in Staten Island in New York decided that Daniel Pantaleo, it was okay that he choked Eric Garner to death.
No biggie.
A grand jury in South Carolina made a decision regarding a murder indictment in a similar type case. This is Richard Combs, former police chief of Utahville. But it's spelled E-U-T-A-W.
How infuriating. I mean, really, why spell it like that?
E-U-T-A-W, Utahville.
Someone out there is just a tremendous asshole. I mean, Utahville.
Population 300.
What?
Of which about one-third is black. He was charged in the shooting death of an unarmed black man named Bernard Bailey.
Well, that's not a crime in South Carolina. That's just what you do on Wednesday.
It did. Let's see. They Bailey, Mr. Bailey, went to town hall to dispute a ticket his daughter had received for a broken taillight. I guess some arguments ensued or something, but at that point, Combs tried to arrest Bailey for obstructing justice, which he, like Eric Garner did, tried to nonviolently resist. He's like, you have nothing to get. No, I'm not. You have nothing to get me for.
Right.
He walked away, got back into his pickup truck. The police officer tried to get into the vehicle and like turn the car off or something. He says his arm got stuck in the steering wheel and that he was worried that the big scary black man would drive away with his arm stuck, so he shot him twice in the chest.
And he's dead.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, don't you think the least we could do, if there are any white people listening to this show, I mean, the least you could do is admit that there's a shitload of racism in this country. I mean,
we have
to start there, because honestly, you turn on the TV and everyone is afraid to say it. I mean, there's some people out there that are saying, yes, we're dealing with an incredibly racist police force. That's what the numbers are telling us
anyway.
Yeah, a big old racist society. But other people are like, oh, you can't just make it about race. It's not that simplistic. Yeah, it is.
Kind of is.
It's very simplistic. We're all big, stupid racists.
The U.S. Now, this has been going on. This happened in 2011. All kinds of legal bullshittery has been going on.
My God, that's a long time.
The Department of Justice determined last year that the police officer did not violate Mr. Bailey's civil rights, inexplicably.
Good God in heaven. I mean, the Department of Justice.
However, this is kind of the opposite that's happening in Ferguson, right? And in New York, because there the grand juries said no indictment, and the feds are saying, well, we're looking into this.
By the way, the Department of Justice is changing all their stationery. They're putting quotes around the word justice.
Oh, yeah.
And, you got to say it with air quotes.
And this time, the DOJ said there's no charges, but a grand jury in fucking South fucking Carolina.
Uh-oh, I'm nervous.
Orangeburg has indicted him.
Oh, my God, what happened? That's insane. Oh, shit.
He had a bond hearing.
Wow.
In April, the city officials settled a civil suit with the family for $400,000. He was...
Wow. Think about that. That guy's dead, and they get $400,000.
That's disgusting.
I mean, I'm sorry. That's...
After the Combs was placed on leave, eventually terminated by the department. I wonder if it was paid leave.
Oh yeah, it was paid leave, and they sent him to Cabo.
This indictment I'm reading from, by the way, the Daily Banter.
What the fuck is that?
It's the Daily Banter.
Okay.
This indictment makes him the third white South Carolina police officer currently awaiting trial in the shooting of an unarmed black man.
Wow, there's three of them? That's insane.
In South Carolina.
Wow. You know, I read somewhere that the problem with the grand jury in Ferguson and Staten Island, they weren't properly instructed, because a lot of them thought that it's perfectly legal for a white cop to kill a black man.
But South Carolina? You would think that's... It's almost mandatory.
Hey, where's your quota? You have a whole quota of people you killed. Well, good. Hey, good for that grand jury. I don't know what the fuck happened
in
or how
September,
they managed.
State Trooper Sean Grubert shot LeVar Jones at a gas station as the former was citing Jones for a seatbelt violation. Oh, I remember that one.
Seatbelt violation.
Yeah, we've seen that video. The guy is standing outside of his van and at the gas station, and the cop is like, you weren't wearing your seatbelt. And the guy's like, what, officer? And he's like, give me your license registration. And remember, the guy turns around and reaches into his car to get his license. Bang, 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 bang.
You told me to get my license.
Yeah, and he did survive. But remember, the guy was like, "Why did you? Yeah, you shot me. Why did you shoot me? I was doing what you told me to do."
I remember.
And the cop was like, "Why? I thought you were reaching for something. Cause you're black." Oh, I mean, he didn't say that part.
What a fucking asshole!
And then in September, 68-year-old unarmed black man named Ernest Satterwhite was killed after leading police on a slow speed chase that ended when he pulled into his own driveway and was shot several times through the driver's side door by an officer named Justin Craven, a good name. The grand jury in that case indicted him on a misdemeanor, but still, the prosecutor was looking for a manslaughter charge, but still he was indicted.
Wow, I mean, that's amazing. Yeah, hey, at least they're indicted for something. That's the least we could do, right? Put them on trial and see if something, went wrong. I mean, listen, the guy...
Right.
Imagine you go down to City Hall, you're going to bitch about a traffic ticket. Who can't identify with that?
The whole system is just... It's just wrong. It's just fucked because the... It's the nature of the relationship between prosecutors and police is that they suck each other's dicks. They
right.
work with each other. The prosecutors rely on the popo to supply them with bodies to prosecute and with evidence with which to prosecute them.
Well, the popo should be sucking the dick of the citizenry.
Right.
Right? I mean, aren't they supposed to protect us? Oh, God.
Right. But they don't. And they've turned into this weird, like, paramilitary occupying force that is, like, they're trained. Their training isn't in public relations. Their training is in these giant live video games where heads pop up and you got to shoot people instantly before they shoot you and shit. Like a giant video game.
The guy that got shot because he didn't have a seatbelt on, I mean, I guess you got to lay that. I mean, you got to lay that death at the feet of Ralph Nader.
He lived.
Oh, he lived. Oh, okay. Well, but still, you can blame Ralph Nader for that because, you know.
For forcing those laws on us.
Right. Well, there wouldn't be seatbelts in his car, maybe, and maybe he wouldn't have been shot. Oh, how horrible. I mean, really. Listen, I think what happens is, I think we had years and years. You watch Cops, right? And on Cops, they never put the episode of Cops when the cop just walks up to the guy's car. Like it happens probably 99% of the time.
Oh, right. And gives him a ticket. Boring, boring, boring.
Yeah. You don't need a gun for that. They put on the really, really exciting ones where maybe you need a gun or mace or pepper spray or something. Why aren't we arming these cops? Why don't you just take the gun away and give them mace or a stun gun or something? I mean, do we really
You mean like police in other nations, in other civilized nations?
Right. Why the fuck? What is wrong with us? Why can't we be on the metric system?
How'd you go there?
I'm just thinking of things everyone else has that we don't.
Oh, right. Why can't we like soccer?
Right. Well, soccer's stupid.
Oh, I see. And NASCAR is brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, I don't know. Do people race cars in other parts of the world? Do they give a shit about that?
Oh, yeah. They're way into like Formula One.
Oh, okay.
It's really huge. What do you think about it? Then when people here rip on soccer, it's like, well, you sit and watch a car go in a circle.
Yeah. I mean, relax.
I have enjoyed myself, but I'm just saying.
By the way, I'm going to the Redskins. Oh, I'm not supposed to say
that. Uh-oh.
The R word.
We got to hit the 7-second delay here.
Yeah. That bar. And I'm gonna do all my material on like why white people suck and what we can do to fix it, and you know because I do that sometimes in Los Angeles and it doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of effete little hippies, you know what I mean.
All the liberals here agree.
Midnight at the Cordova Lanes at Shooters, at the bowling alley in Pensacola. I'm thinking I'm gonna find a different.
You're not gonna go for the layup and say, "How about that Muslim in the White House?"
Yeah, I mean,
woohoo!
Oh God, it's so funny. The people that fault you for seeing race in this situation are the people that absolutely see race in this situation. Like they turn on the TV and they're like, "Look at all those black people rioting and looting. How horrible is this?"
Right.
You're totally distracted by that. You're missing the bigger picture. The bigger picture is there's a dead guy because he's black. And the police officer, through, I don't know, years of hanging around racist fucking people his whole life, probably being raised in a racist environment, in a racist institution, the cops, you know, in Ferguson. And then guess what? When he sees a black person, he sees a big, gigantic monster that he has to shoot.
Right. And
so fucked up.
And black people have been perceived of as less than human.
Yeah.
For a couple of hundred years in this country.
Well, I mean, you could absolutely say they've been perceived as a monster and not human as most of the time. Most of the time.
Right. And to say that there's no race involved in some of this shit is crazy.
It's stupid.
But then they blame them, like Rudy Giuliani's, the Rudy's Giuliani of the world, who they blame the community itself. Well, if the blacks would just stop being savages and stop killing each other and stop robbing each other and become civilized like us white people. then we wouldn't, us white overlords wouldn't need to have our police force in there keeping them.
And that's the reason, in a way, that you have to protest. And then people have to make a stand when things like this happen, because we cannot exist like that. I mean, like, this is sort of the only story that should matter in the
news.
And
it's poverty, because
right,
poverty follows crime. Absolutely. Crime follows poverty. And the bonus to the racists out there is the fact that this is happening in they get to immediately thugify an entire race of people.
Yeah, and
oh, look, but the thing is, the our culture is what is keeping black people poor. Our society is keeping black people poorer than they do white people because of the endemic racism that apparently doesn't exist.
Yeah, that nobody's supposed to talk about.
So they don't see that they're creating the entire situation. Their racism, the endemic racism and just subjugation of an entire skin color of people is causing the crime. It's not that black people, they're trying to paint it that black people are bad.
What do you tell a kid? Like, what if you're a black parent, you have a kid, and you're like, he watches on CNN that guy get killed by how many cops were taking
three,
that,
four, five, whatever.
Good heavens. What do you tell him? What do you tell your child? It's like, hey, well, I don't know. Why'd they kill him? I have no fucking idea, but you can watch it right there and nothing's going to happen to the guy that killed him.
Right.
And then the kid says, why? Because no one sees you as a total person. They don't see you as people. And that's the only reason. That grand jury didn't see that big guy as a person.
Listen to the words they use. Animals.
Oh, my God.
Demon. Animals. Thugs.
Yeah. We're just stupid. We're fucking stupid if we think that this country can go ahead and be normal and get anywhere without addressing this. I mean, absolutely. You know what? I'm wrong. We don't have to address this. Things will be fine. T-shirts will still be $3 at Walmart. You can buy any kind of Dynasty merch you want right down the street. Life for most people won't change, because what you said is right, because the poor are subjugated and they're tucked away where nobody fucking sees them.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, and by the way, give it up for Miley Cyrus. I saw the picture you sent me earlier today. She went out and about with
the fuck was going? Speaking of crimes against humanity, what was she? And it wasn't Halloween. She went out. There's pictures. We can't put them on our Facebook. But
I don't know where you put
Google them. Miley Cyrus for today. She went out. First of all, she was wearing on the top nothing but little like mirror ball pasties over her nips. She was topless.
Right.
Then she's wearing some weird ass like shiny tinfoil wig.
I mean, she has a tinfoil hat on.
And the strangest thing is, whatever happened to her eyes, she put like frosty blue eyeshadow all around her eyes, like you're like she got a black eye twice, except it was something light blue.
Right. She looks like a human Wi-Fi hotspot.
It's fucking insane.
I mean, honestly, it looks like.
I mean, I'm always like, rock on, Miley. Go, you know, do what you want to do. Who cares? Fuck the world. But but that's batshit crazy, weird stuff. She usually doesn't. I mean, she dresses hoary, but that's nuts.
This isn't even like that. This is like alien-like.
Right.
I mean, and the other thing is, like, where do you get this tape, this two-sided tape that you use for pasties or glue or whatever?
They make it special.
I mean, what does she do? I mean, I'm just saying she must go through rolls of it.
Right. And, you know, there's not a hair on that nipple.
I guess
not. Using all that tape on it.
I mean, we would know.
Yeah, you'd be seeing them sticking out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is that's the kind of outfit where you worry that maybe somebody needs to talk to her.
Yeah.
when Bieber started wearing the gas mask and shit like that, you know, you get to the level where it's like, okay, now there's something going on.
He's the one guy, like, in a post-apocalyptic world, you hope that he doesn't have a gas mask.
Oh, how useless would Bieber be in the zombie apocalypse?
I don't know. He is a zombie.
I'm an artist. I need to be taken seriously.
No, you're a dullard, but thanks. Hey, listen. Hey, if you're a rich white chick, you could go out anywhere you want with little silver dollars on your nipples, and no one will arrest you for indecent exposure, right?
Oh yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Put that on a black hooker. That outfit.
Shit.
And see how quickly she'd get thrown in the back of a paddy wagon.
Oh, yeah. You can't wear that out in public unless you have $3 billion. And we're our disgruntled ex-child television star.
There was some hope. Did you see on the Twitter machine? Follow us on Twitter, by the way, at Crab Diving. They're still trending since early yesterday. When this happened, is hashtag criming while white. Did you see this?
Wow. No, what does that even mean?
It's white people like you and I giving examples of how white privilege has gotten us out of being in trouble with the police.
Yes.
It's like story after story of... I stole a pack of cigarettes from the store, and a cop just made me give them back and sent me home. It's kind of stuff. Hashtag criming while white.
Oh yeah, I embezzled $5 million from my company. I drained everyone's pension. I'll be going about my business on my yacht.
That's
go fuck yourself.
That's more accusatory. But these are actual people saying I recognize. This is good. This is white people fessing up and saying, you know, we understand that it's bullshit.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
I'm trying to find a one or two, but there's still
what's the hashtag again?
Criming while white, like doing
that's
crime.
A good one. Criming while white. I didn't know criming was a verb. I didn't know it could go down like that.
Shout out to all the white folks speaking up on criming while white. I applaud you for further testifying that injustice is real. That's a tweet from a black guy. There's a picture of two of those open carry assholes in Target.
Oh, my God.
And it says, these two are very much alive, but if they were black, hashtag criming while white.
Right.
And I see a lot of that picture of that lunatic at the Bundy Ranch, the guy that they've got the picture of him. He's laying down with his sighting down his rifle. He's laying looking between two pieces of concrete on the street, and he's aiming at the cops and at the federal agents. He's one of those Bundy lunatics. His picture's all over also. And they're saying, if this guy would have been black, what would have happened? This guy aimed an assault rifle at police. Nothing happened to him.
Wow. This guy says, shot 72 people, killed 12 in a movie theater, and was subdued, arrested, unharmed. Hashtag criming while white.
Yeah. Yeah. So
some people don't quite get it.
Yeah, it's
hey, don't you libs ever get tired of playing the victim? Stop the incessant whining and go work hard.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, really.
Embarrassing as hell. Oh, this picture of Rick Scott. Biggest Medicare thief in history, rewarded with Florida governorship after stealing billions. Criming while white.
That's a big crime, too. I mean, geez.
Ronald Reagan, Oliver North, responsible for flooding the black community with crack cocaine.
Okay, he did that. That was him. I always suspected it was.
Well, that was that Arms Contra thing, right? Wasn't it?
Oh yeah,
the Iran Contra. Yep. There was a. They found out that they were eventually assisting crack cocaine coming into the.
Hey, everybody fucking lied to Congress back then. Nobody went to jail. Hey, do you remember that whole Iran Contra thing? The worst thing that went down was that William Casey who was in charge of the. I believe the CIA at the time, and he had brain cancer and was dying, and so they just blamed everything on him. Priming while white. That's shitty. Was that his name, William Casey? I forget.
I don't remember.
Whatever. I don't know why I would remember that.
I don't recall. So, yeah, it's just – there's a great cartoon, too. It's two protesters holding it's a banner. They're each holding half of the banner. And on one end is a black guy. One end is a white guy. And the sign says, equal justice. And the cops are surrounding the black guy saying, do you have a permit?
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, how about this one? The other day I poured, shitloads of oil into the Gulf. And then I went hunting with my friend and shot him in the fucking face.
Right.
Driving while white.
Driving all right.
Nothing happened.
And Jamie Dimon and all of the Wall Street cunts who have been raping our economy and for, I was going to say decades, but shit, a century. And getting away with it. I saw another meme today that was like, just listed kind of all the crimes that these giant banking CEO financial ass wipes have done, but have skirted. You know, their companies have done the crime.
Oh yes.
But these guys, they're nothing. They're still making their $50 million a year salaries with their $80 million bonuses.
So riddle me this, man. How did Bernie Madoff get in jail? Because he ripped off a bunch of rich white people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, that's the worst thing. That's a good lesson to take from today's crab diving. Every day, 2 to 4 Pacific. Don't fuck with rich white people.
Same thing with Blagojevich.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to fuck with the rich white people. He was trying to sell a Senate seat.
What an idiot. What do you think happens when you become governor of Illinois? Do you just, something happens to you? Or do you think he was dirty before?
Oh, come on. Dirty.
What is it like to work in Chicago politics? I mean, you just must come home and be like, on the way home, you're like, honey, please turn the shower on. All hot water. I got to take a massive shower.
I think it's that way in a lot of places.
Yeah, I mean, Chicago.
Some more than others. But yeah, I think it's I think it's maybe that way in a bunch of places. Obviously, we got a lot of assholery going on.
Well, Blagojevich actually went to jail. But again, what you said, he was fucking with a rich white guy.
Yeah. A lot of them.
I mean, so you're saying, so are you saying that if Darren Wilson, I mean, and again, I'm speaking in a very science fiction type manner. If Michael Brown had been a rich old white guy, are you saying, and he shot him to death, are you saying the grand jury might have came back with a different decision?
I'm saying that if a rich old white guy was walking down the middle of a street with one of his rich old white friends, Darren Wilson would have never said, get the fuck on the sidewalk.
He would have said, hey, you guys are my favorite. Right. It's another white guy. How's it going, white guy? What do you want to do?
None of that would have happened.
Let's go fuck the world up together.
Yeah. So,
and I think I'm not an expert. I don't have any facts or figures to back this up, but I believe it's a bunch of fucking white guys that are in charge of this whole fracking fiasco.
Speaking of rich white, rich assholes, you'll be happy to know, Ryan.
Oh yes.
That in, Wenzhou, China.
Right.
Police have recovered a valuable lost item. a guy lost his cell phone.
Okay.
While he was rescheduling a flight at the airport.
Police, this is my brother.
Police reviewed security footage from the airport. They discovered the phone was picked up by a woman who they located in a nearby village.
In a village?
The phone was returned to the order, to the owner. This is a... It's a customized gold shell.
Oh, my God.
Encrusted with more than 800 diamonds.
Oh, how fancy.
$110,532.33.
Wow. Now, in what country was this again? I missed
China.
It. Oh, China. Now,
Communist China.
Are there any poor people there?
Communist China.
Oh, my God. How many villages could you feed? I hate that this person didn't get away with this crime.
Well, I think she just picked it up. She didn't steal it. The woman. He dropped it. She picked it up. They found out who she was.
Well, I think it's immoral to have a $500,000 phone. Wait, how much is it worth again?
$110,000.
That's gross. How much is your iPhone worth? You have the 4, so. I mean,
yeah.
I know. Diamonds. What kind of asshole puts diamonds on their phone?
This Chinese asshole. So again, you don't. Do you need this? Like you said, do you need?
Oh yeah, I need.
How about a $1,000 phone?
No.
Is excruciating and ridiculous. But how about a $1,000 phone?
No. Which,
and then the other $109,000. You donate to a charity. You feed some kids for few months. Put somebody through college for a couple of years.
No. I want my phone. I want my $100,000 phone because I want to feel better about myself.
I just can't. I can't. Even were I tomorrow to win the giant lotto or something, I can't. I would. There would never be $1,000 phone in my possession.
Let me tell you something.
Unless it gave me hourly blowjobs. Whoa, Opa.
I had my water glass right next to, yeah. Because every time I pick it up, it makes a noise on the table. Now I just broke a glass in a small guest room here in the compound.
In the compound. Yeah. We need to, it's about time to take a break anyway. I've been bouncing my leg. I got to go to the bathroom here. I got to take a piss.
Oh. Well, nice.
So, ladies and gentlemen, a little I'm self-disclosing like our morning guy.
Oh yeah, I didn't listen today. I didn't listen to the morning wood. I missed that. I hate that. I've been listening to that every morning, and I enjoy it. Maybe I'll catch the replay at 9 o'clock.
Catch the rerun. And he also thought that maybe today's could go out as a podcast. He's very elusive, you know, and very very coy and very restrictive with his art. So he's like, I don't know, maybe this one could go on as a podcast today. I don't know.
Hey, by the way,
we're talking about Rick Wood, Morning Wood, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every weekday morning. Very entertaining, very funny, very, very angry.
Yeah, I mean, we got a morning zoo guy.
It's not a fun, don't take your kids to the zoo. Yeah.
No, he's ornery. I mean, my God, he yelled at polar bears for being sellouts.
Right.
He called polar bears lazy.
I think he got up early today, though. There was an awful lot of energy at the beginning of the show today. I wanted to call in and ask him, but I didn't get a chance to.
Oh, yeah. I would have called him. It's like, hey, are you okay, Rick?
Well,
you're down
a
chipper this morning.
Maybe he had a little toot of coke or meth like that police dog.
Oh, yeah, like the police dog.
Yeah, it's yesterday's show. Go to crabdiving.com or iTunes or Stitcher to download past episodes of this and all the other great programming that is here on the network. We're here 24/7 streaming out for y'all, spreading our love, like George Bush said.
Right, yeah. By the way, speaking of body functions, is there not a new Daily Upper Decker tonight?
There was a new Daily Upper Decker last night on Wednesday at 8 p.m. It was a great episode, but it will rerun tonight at 8 p.m. And reruns every night at 8 p.m. right now.
I'm getting my days mixed up down here. I'm breaking glasses. I don't know what's happening.
It's all going crazy down there. Hide your kids. Hide your wife.
Man.
Because they're raping everybody up in here. I'm just...
Well, Bill Cosby is. Wasn't there more Bill Cosby?
Oh, yeah. Now a 15-year-old.
Oh, my God.
I think there's a story of a 15... Well, he's finally being sued, you know. all of these allegations now. Finally, somebody's whipped out a lawsuit. Over, I think this is the 15-year-old. A woman has filed suit against Bill Cosby, claiming he gave her alcohol, took her to the Playboy Mansion, and sexually molested her when she was a teenager in the 70s. I think Rick was talking about this, saying, why do you don't take chicks to the Playboy Mansion?
Yeah, that's stupid. Hey, I'm on my way to the beach. I got a shitload of sand in my trunk.
It's like taking groceries to Ralph's.
But this Bill Cosby is I don't know. How do you describe Bill Cosby? A really funny raping monster?
Apparently, I mean, he's a serial drugger and rapist.
The worst thing when somebody like... I know we got to go to break, but the worst thing about like when someone like this does something as horrendous as all these rapes, people will always say, you know, he's a great comic, but Jesus, what a horrible person. Ugh.
Right.
I hate that. Yeah. We know Roman Polanski's is a great director. He did rape someone in a hot tub drugging them.
Well, where's the tipping point? At what point do you hate the person so much that you hate the art also, that you can't help but hate the art?
Do you think Nicole Brown Simpson's parents are happy that, OJ was a great running back, but
actor.
Oh yeah.
He was wonderful.
He was wonderful in The Naked Gun, but he did saw that person's head off with a knife.
Yeah, and that, whatever that disaster movie he was in, whatever. He was in one of the airport movies too, wasn't he?
Yeah, airplane movies.
He was in an airport. Remember that when they were having those like airport disaster movies one a year?
Oh, really? Like, he was in one of those.
Like Airport 75, Airport 77.
Jeez.
These shitty TV movies. Suit was filed. Judy Huth of Riverside, California alleges that in 74, when she was 15, she and a friend, who was 16 at the time, met Cosby, where a movie was being filmed in L.A. He allegedly invited them to meet him at his tennis club.
Good heavens. Never go to the tennis club. Only creeps.
Hey.
Sorry.
Come to my tennis club.
Was he a big star back then at this point already?
Yeah.
God, how horrible, man. Imagine you're going to meet somebody that I mean Bill Cosby tonight. This is going to be awesome. I've seen him on TV. I enjoy his movies. And then, oh, God, I'm getting raped by this
guy. We're going to his tennis club, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I imagine your expectations. What happened.
They said he gave him alcohol, then took them to the Playboy Mansion, where in a bedroom suite, he, quote, proceeded to sexually molest her by attempting to put his hand down her pants and taking her hand and performing a sex act on himself without her consent.
Wow, what a nightmare. I mean, who knew? And what a huckster bully. You invented that one, right?
Yeah, huckster bully, yeah.
Yeah, what a horrible guy. I mean, Jesus.
more than a dozen women have come forward in recent weeks. He's 77. He's never been criminally charged, stemming from any of these sex abuse allegations, many of which are dating back to the 70s and 80s.
Good God. I mean, how does this play out? What do you think happens? This is what I think. I think Cosby's going to kill himself.
I don't think so.
Oh, you think he loves himself so much?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Pudding Pop is just in love with himself.
Mel Gibson didn't kill himself. He's still out.
Well, Mel Gibson didn't rape like 80 people. He's just an asshole.
Right,
I mean, a superb, outstanding asshole. I mean, of the highest caliber. But
I mean, what would, aside from the one that's a suin,
Right.
Or, you know, maybe somebody, you can allege that some of these might be trying to find, seeking fame or whatever, by if they were to make up allegations.
Yes.
But, I mean, 17? There's 17 women now.
Oh, my God.
Aren't there like 17 or 18 women? And I mean, even, like I said, even if you cut it down to 10%, that's still almost two. If there's one, it's too many.
Who defended him on The View, by the way? Did someone defend Cosby?
I think it was Whoopi, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. She's the worst.
Yeah, I think Whoopi
might. Is she just not that smart or something? Because
rape, right?
She said Roman Polanski. She's like, he didn't rape her. I mean, it wasn't rape. Yeah, okay. She was a child, underage.
She's got some strange views of what sexual assault is. Yeah.
Yeah. I that's what I'm thinking. Maybe she's not that smart. Maybe her reading comprehension isn't all that. I mean,
I think Whoopi's really smart. I just think she's wrong.
Statement it doesn't reflect. That doesn't reflect intelligence. It wasn't rape.
I think
the fuck does that mean?
Wrong. There are intelligent people out there who, well, I guess I can't
defend
say that.
Defend somebody else, by the way.
Don't believe
with
in
your
evolution.
Star power. Right. Defend somebody else with your celebrity and your star power. Not Bill Cosby. He doesn't need to be defended. He's been raping for fucking 30 years. He's
Actually, if you listen to the Hollywood Hick, I think he plays a clip of Whoopi and Rosie kind of going at it on The View about the Cosby thing. And then also Rosie Perez, who I believe Brett Paris, the Hollywood Hick, refers to Rosie Perez as a vapid little bitch.
Rosie Perez. Oh, because she's on The View.
Right. They hired her to replace, I don't know, when Joy Behar left and, a couple others left.
You know, I fucked up. You have to go. Someone has to go to the website and fix it then, because for his description for that show, I put Rosie O'Donnell.
No, it's both. It's both.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay,
they're both on
both
the show.
Rosies. Oh, how confusing.
Yeah, Rosie O'Donnell gets in the fight, kind of, with Whoopi over the whole Cosby thing, but Rosie Perez also is arguing with Rosie O'Donnell.
I don't know.
The View may be worth a watch these days.
Don't say that.
If it's Rosie O'Donnell fighting with all these other women, it might be worth a... Or at least find someone who does the job of cutting it all down to the interesting parts.
Right.
We need an intern to watch all that shit and just play the good parts for us. Watch all the horrible shit. Remember, on Howard Stern, he had that guy that like used to have to watch Oprah and shit.
Yeah, he has to watch all TV and record anything that's remotely interesting. I would love that.
Did you watch The Blaze last night?
Yeah.
Speaking of, we may have a Glenn Beck moment.
Oh, shit.
Coming up after the break. We really got to take a break here. Okay. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I don't know. I got a little Ray Sterling, maybe.
Yeah, and I got to go tell my mom I broke one of her glasses.
And, don't cut yourself or anything. And then we'll play another song. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away. More Crab Diving after the break.
I can't hide from you in my sleep. I might have buried you a bit too deep. Now I carry you around. You're my shadow underground. I know the visions are not real, but I still like the way they I keep on going, never stop to think. I'll hover forever, right on the brink. It's when I slow down that I start to fall back to the place where I.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of Matthew Fisher, Hammer and Nails, playing for you right now. And before that, we had a great song.
Ray Sterling.
Yeah, a little Ray Sterling with Trouble Me. I like that song a lot. I like both those songs a lot.
Very good.
Good shit. Good shit, man. Happening all around. What's going on? What's the weather in the Floridia?
Down here in Gulf Breeze, Florida, the weather is comfortable. It's not humid at all. It's kind of perfect outside.
That's
how do you like that? It's perfect here.
It's perfect in Florida.
Who wishes they were me?
Right. Good news. In Florida, we saw, if you go to our Facebook, join us, join our conversation on the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. The Satanic Temple, win one for the Satanists, because they have been given a slot or space in the capital for a holiday display.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be up there with the Festivus pole. I believe there's a flying spaghetti monster thing. There may be an atheist. I guess the atheists are petitioning to get a display, but they were turned down last year. You'll recall we did the story on the old Crab Nation show, and they were turned down that because they said it was offensive. I mean, really, all it was it's this weird diorama. It really looks like a seventh grader made it, but it's this kind of diorama thing of there's cotton, like cotton balls at the top. It's supposed to be the clouds.
Yeah, it definitely looks like somebody utilized a glue gun to put this thing together.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's professionally done.
Ooh, do you think they got supplies from Hobby Lobby?
I doubt it.
Because this is how Hobby Lobby's jam. This is what Hobby Lobby's about. Little art projects like this.
It's like a box. And it's got the cotton in the top, and then there's a wire or string holding some statue of some angel. I guess it's supposed to be Lucifer. And then down at the bottom is the cardboard flames, which are the fiery pits of hell. It's Lucifer descending into hell.
Right.
Falling into hell. And that's all it says. And it says, like, happy holidays from the Satanic Temple. It doesn't say, fuck your religion, or it doesn't. There's nothing mocking at all. But last year they felt it was offensive. It's offensive to me.
How come all these people get so sensitive? I mean, really?
So this year they threatened to sue.
Oh, okay.
They lawyered up, and the Satanists did, or the Satanic Temple, and the county backed down. They knew that they wouldn't be able to justify not giving them a slot, so the Satanists kind of spot. I can't wait. It just happened this morning. This afternoon, I'm going to go over to the Blaze and see what, I'm sure there's a write-up over there. And nothing terrifies me more into action than reading comments on the Blaze.
Oh, yeah.
About shit like that.
I mean, do you think they have a position on this?
Kill them. Right. Kill the atheists.
Well, I mean, I don't even understand the Blaze is so strange. I mean, they're the only news organization that claims Bill Cosby was raped.
No, that's Glenn. Yeah.
I mean, they've got the most loony stance on Bill Cosby I've ever heard.
He was raped by, he doubled down on that, right? On his Facebook. We read that on the show last week, how he took shit for it, but then he absolutely stood by what he said.
Yeah, I mean, it's so funny because the whole thing, right, was that somebody interviewed Bill Cosby, NPR, what's his face? Is it Carl Castle? Like one of the oldest
old fossil over at,
yeah. He's been at it forever. I mean,
a thousand years.
He knows what he's doing. He's not Megyn Kelly, for God's sakes. He's not Steve Doocy.
A guy
interviewed Bill Cosby and asked him about, hey, listen, what's up with all these rape allegations? Bill Cosby didn't answer, and Glenn Beck thought that the injustice that was done to Cosby was similar to a rape.
Media rape is what he said. Rape. How is this not media rape?
What is media rape? What do you think's worse, media rape or rape, or as Whoopi Goldberg would like to say, rape? Is media rape worse than being Rufinald and woken up with Dr. Huxtable on
knows?
Top of you?
In that world, it might it just terrifying. Might be. So we might see if We were talking earlier about the whole situation in Ferguson and
the happenings,
and with Eric Garner. And I'm sorry, I'm just trying to work technology here. At the
hey,
same
listen,
time.
Don't I'm apologize to me. What the hoogity boogity that goes on that makes this show run is beyond my knowledge of this bullshit computer witchcraft in which you're engaged.
I'm just doing just doing some ciphering.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about what I'm going to talk about at this bowling alley show tonight. It's shooters. Now, I want some good R-word team jokes. I just can't think of any. The Morning Wood gave me a good one. He was like, he's talking about how the Redskins, oh God, I just said their name. They're going to lose their trademark from the government.
Uh-huh.
And so can you imagine the government going back on their word about something? Nobody will get it.
They're not going to get that. They're going to be.
Nobody's going to give a shit.
They're going to be. Are you going to say the word redskin?
No. I'm not. You know what? No. I don't know what I'll say. I'm going to ask them what they think the team's name should be changed to, because the bartender there, I kind of sort of just, I was like, so what do you think about this whole Washington R-word thing? You know, I wanted to hear what you'd say. The bartender, she's like, they've been paying me. They've been, that team's been supporting me for the last 15 years at this bar. It's just part of history. I don't have a problem with it.
I got the name Redskin tattooed under each titty.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't think anybody's been under those for years.
Gross.
I don't know, a little excavating.
Someone who has been involved.
Yes.
In the situations that have been going on, who sometimes at the request of the family or whatever, is the Reverend Al Sharpton, who is beloved by the right. They love Al Sharpton on the right. He has, he's called for... protests. He wants something in Washington now.
Well, yeah, why not? I mean, it's crazy. Something has to happen. Of course he wants something in Washington. We should all want something in Washington.
I mean, he's looking for a march. He wants, you know, right. he's trying to organize a march on Washington.
The cops are shooting the people they're supposed to fucking protect.
Right.
Yeah, there should be a march on Washington. It makes me nuts. What would be an overreaction to this? Now, I don't think he should loot, and I don't think he should burn things. But I definitely understand the anger that Michael Brown's stepfather was feeling when he screamed that.
Right.
I don't know what that's like. I can't imagine what he's going through, but I kind of get it.
One person that is ringing in. Speaking of ringing, pick up your phone. one person that is ringing in. Is Glenn Beck. We're about to have a Glenn Beck moment.
This is the sorry state of the Western world.
I don't think that's a good idea. Have you lost your mind?
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown. Rodeo clown. Rodeo clown.
Al Sharpton's not a reverend. He's a cleric. He stands up in his pulpit and he spews his hatred, his anger for his own purposes. And everybody in the mosque is either buying into this crap, the few crazies, or they're just afraid to say anything. because the culture will kill them. Stop calling Al Sharpton a preacher. He's a cleric. He's a dangerous, extremist cleric.
Stop calling him a preacher. He is a dangerous cleric.
I mean, is he a dangerous cleric? Is this a character in Dungeons and Dragons?
Yeah, what's the difference between a preacher and a cleric? That's what I don't understand.
He is a dangerous cleric with not a lot of healing power.
Yeah, Glenn does not like Reverend Al. Don't call him a reverend.
Well, I mean, listen, well, then what the fuck is Glenn Beck?
Well, he's never been like a cleric or a preacher. He's a entertainment guy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean.
Who happens to wear magic underwear.
Yeah, I mean, if his point is, why do we need to hear Al Sharpton's opinion? He's not really a preacher. I mean, you know, why would we on any level of your imagination need to hear Glenn Beck's opinion on anything?
But
he's just a lunatic.
Well, and Reverend Al was a reverend, or he is a reverend.
Right,
But
Glenn Beck's always been a lunatic.
Yeah, I just looked up the word cleric. It means a priest or religious leader.
Which is?
Especially a Christian or Muslim one. So, how is the word cleric a bad word? Like, Glenn's not, don't call him a reverend. He's a cleric. I don't understand the distinction. I need the Glenn Beckistan dictionary.
Oh, me too. I think that would be a lovely thing. A lovely gift this holiday for Christmas, for sparkle season, by the way.
I want to speak Glenn Beckistani.
Ooh, I bet that language exists. Glenn Beckistani. That's a tough one to get. Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, you can save Christmas.
Do you ever feel like Christmas has been hijacked?
Hey, where's Christian? How's he doing? Is he okay?
Oh, he's fine, really. He's just not into Christmas this year, that's all.
Oh, he's just not into Christmas this year. He's fine.
That's all.
He's fine.
You just can't hear them.
Glenn is losing his mind over this Al Sharpton, who he can't stand. And Al Sharpton, again, I mean, Al Sharpton is, how different is Al Sharpton from Glenn Beck? Or how different is he from Ted Cruz or any of these others that go where their shit is hitting the fan?
By the way,
and rouse the rabble.
Right. I saw Ted Cruz today on CNN. Oh, I hate that station.
God.
But he was standing on the steps of somewhere making some fucking speech about something.
And to his right was
a guy dressed as, like, you know, tricorner hat. Looked like he just stepped off Adams.
No.
Oh, yeah. Double Tea Party loony.
With the hat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the whole thing. Of course, Jesus. With the hat. Don't be ridiculous.
They get to play dress up.
Oh, that's the best.
We get to play dress up and act like the times when you could hate a black person in public and not be yelled at for it.
Well, now you can kill them in public and nothing happens.
If you're a cop.
You can actually, someone could take a vine of it and everyone could watch it over and over again.
Or even if you're not a cop. How many of these assholes are standing their ground? That guy in Florida that shot up the truck full of black kids because they were playing their music too loud.
Dude.
He felt for his life.
It's sad because this should be a great time for, like, civil rights. I mean, all these states are saying gay people can be married. We're recognizing your union. We're treating you as people. But then how can this shit be happening at the same time? I don't fucking understand it.
There was an article on one of the real commie pinko liberal blogs that was just like, you know, we're just going to say it. What the fuck is wrong with the South?
how dare you?
They were like, what the fuck is wrong with the South? But it's not only the South. It's the South mentality. How many stories do we do? Clive and Bundy ain't in the South. He's Nevada. That's out here in the West. I guess Southwest. But it ain't Bible Belt. You know what I mean?
Right.
But there that so many of these attitudes are still deeply entrenched in the South. And
I mean,
but it's everywhere. I mean, I told you, I grew up in an extraordinarily racist neighborhood.
Yeah.
But when I look back at it, I mean, I heard the N-word all the time.
Yeah, but we're the Confederacy down here. I mean, what we learned yesterday, that if the South rises again, there will be plenty of people to say, oh, include me, please. I want to be on the Confederate side again.
Yeah,
again.
Go to Facebook.com/crabdiving. We put a link to that story of there was a poll in Mississippi of Mississippi Republicans, which side, if there was another Civil War, which side would you be on?
The South! And don't be ridiculous!
Yeah, an unsurprising number said they would not be with the United States of America, but would side with the Confederacy.
You, sir, are a naive hippie.
Even not knowing, I mean, what it would be about.
I don't know.
Or anything, what's the war about? We don't care!
Obamacare!
Yeah, tyranny.
Benghazi!
That Negro wants us all to have... wants us all to have health care. You know, there was right. I saw a stat. I was reading something this morning that about the number of hate groups in America, especially these white creepy hate groups. There's a story. I think it might
they're
be
my on, favorite.
Might be on thinkprogress.org.
A bunch of assholes on that site.
It is. The story says the Christian terrorist movement no one wants to talk about. And this guy that we talked about a little bit about on the show before, this Larry McWilliams, the guy that went nuts and shot up the Mexican consulate down in Texas.
Oopsie.
Shot off more than 100 rounds in the downtown area before he made a failed attempt to burn down the Mexican consulate.
How horrible.
He then went into the police headquarters and they shot him there. I guess that's what happened.
Wow, they shot him, and he was white.
Well, I think he was like there to shoot them.
Listen, that if you're a white guy and you want to get shot, you really have to make a scene.
Right, you have to run in. You have to shoot off hundreds of rounds, try to burn down a consulate, and then run into the police headquarters with guns blazing. Then maybe you'll get killed.
And if you're a person of color, well, my God, it's so easy. It's so easy
just,
for you.
Yeah, walk down the
get
street.
Killed by the cops. No, stand there. Stand there and don't really resist. Just, you know, kind of stand there and then someone will kill you.
This McWilliams guy had several weapons, hundreds of rounds of ammo, had a map with pinpointing 34 other buildings as targets, including churches.
Oh, great.
But there was a story in the Associated Press that said that in his van, they found a copy of a book called Vigilantes of Christendom.
Oh, great. And what the fuck is that about?
This book is connected to this weird white supremacist movement that are Christian called the Phineas Priesthood. Phineas. Phineas.
Like Finian's Rainbow. Lovely musical.
Close. This group is a white supremacist group. They oppose interracial intercourse. So not
I'm
only
against it.
Can you not get married, you can't right. You can't even fuck one.
No, I'm against that.
They're against...
How do you end up against that?
They're against racial integration. They're,
okay.
Of course, homosexuality.
Duh.
And rabidly anti-abortion.
I mean, if you're against racial integration, it seems like you could just be against that. But you really, it's kind of redundant to say that I'm against interracial intercourse. Right? I mean...
I guess racial integration... covers
kinda
both.
Covers
yeah.
It. Yeah. I don't know.
I think if you're fucking someone, you're kind of integrating with them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's And I don't mean to help them refine their message to make it more effective either.
The priests in this weird sect take their name from the biblical figure of Phinehas in the book
He's my favorite.
In the book of Numbers, who is described as brutally murdering an Israelite man for having sex with a foreign woman. who he also kills. So, of course, let's take our name after that guy.
That's the one guy you pick in the whole Bible? The one character?
Members of the Phinehas priesthood, they call themselves, are notoriously violent. Some adherents have been convicted of bank robberies, bombing abortion clinics, threats to blow up government buildings. This guy, McWilliams, didn't leave a letter or anything. But they did find a handwritten note inside a book describing him as a described himself as a priest in the fight against anti-God people.
Anti-God people, very specific. Show me the anti-God people.
So the story it goes on to talk about how there's a bunch of these lunatics out there, like the guy that shot. The doctor, was his name Dr. Tiller? Was that the abortion doctor that got killed?
Oh, that's horrible.
That Christian asshole that killed him, who still, that guy is in jail and still says, well, I'd do it again. Let me out. I'll go kill another one.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, yesterday on our show, didn't we discover that the infamous Mark Kessler was actually trying to ferret out some of these groups?
Right, right.
That was his whole gig.
He was allegedly... undercover.
Fuck you!
When he was making those videos and shit, and I guess it worked. A bunch of lunatics contacted him, and they were able to infiltrate some organizations and allegedly stop some shit. I haven't seen any corroboration of that or anything, so, I mean, we're still not sure that... I'm assuming Kessler wasn't just having some kind of a psychotic break on the Combs show.
Yeah, I tried to explain this story to my cousin last night as we were having a rolling rock in beautiful downtown Mobile, Alabama. This whole Mark Kessler story, and I went to look up on my phone just to read about it. No one gives a shit about the story. I typed his name in, and I thought a million stories would pop up.
Thought so, too. It was
nobody gives a shit.
All over the internet when he did it, though, with those videos of his. Saying fuck you and calling, you know, saying libtard and shit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do you think part of it is like that's kind of the exciting part of the story? That's sort of easy to tell. Okay, he's a right wing nut job that likes to put up pictures of Nancy Pelosi and then shoot the picture. I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? But it's kind of boring to say he was actually an agent. Trying to infiltrate these white supremacist groups. But that's boring.
No. Remember on Alex Jones's site, he's an evil government agent trying to suppress patriots. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'll make a note to say it like that next time.
Yeah. You got to pay attention.
Oh, yeah. Alex.
I have an Alex Jones clip, too.
Really?
So, Glenn Beck, let's get back to this. Glenn was railing about Sharpton. Now his one of his toadies, his producer or whatever, is going to chime in and fire Glenn up again about this whole thing with Sharpton. You just got to hear this next part. Here it is.
Yeah, I mean, Al Sharpton hasn't killed anybody that we know of. He's accused a lot of people of killing. That radical Islam does seem to go to darker places, as
really?
We've noted in the past.
Al Sharpton's
times.
Not killed anybody,
as far as I know.
Can we look? Has there been any deaths in any of these marches?
So, Glenn is saying, "Wait, Al Sharpton hasn't killed anybody."
God, I mean, I feel like I'm. Is this the Menza show? I mean.
Glenn is suggesting that Al Sharpton is culpable for these protests that are happening, which were going to happen anyway. It's not like Al Sharpton shows up and all of a sudden the black people get pissed off. The black people were pissed off. That's why Al Sharpton shows up.
the Glenn Beck and that little guy he does the show with, they just sound so stupid. I mean, that is just the dumbest thing. Can you look up and see if Al Sharpton has killed anybody?
Really?
Like, what, that's going to be on his Wikipedia or something?
Really? Al Sharpton hasn't killed anybody? Really?
I don't believe it.
Really?
Really? Oh, God, it's just so...
Here's
you got a big, fat ham face.
Here's the end of it.
When we look, has there been any deaths in any of these marches? How much terror has been done on the streets of Ferguson? How much terror? What do you think this is? These are terrorist organizations. They are terrorizing the people of Ferguson. They are terrorizing the store owners.
They're terrorizing the people of Ferguson. They're terrorizing the store owners.
Okay. I think we all know who's terrorizing who in Ferguson. But thank you, Glenn. Thanks for the input.
Yeah, right. I live day to day with an occupying army stopping and frisking you, stopping you and asking for your papers, driving by you and telling you to get the fuck on the sidewalk.
Imagine living in a place, you're living in this town, like, hey, we're all black except for those three cops that, you know, are in charge of policing us. Right. How odd is that?
So that is Glenn Beck. That was our Glenn Beck moment. Glenn losing his shit.
Yes.
Over Al Sharp.
Are we sure he hasn't killed anyone?
How horrible. Are you sure? Are we sure he hasn't killed anyone?
Were you there? Do you know?
Really? Really?
he's just the best.
Yeah, I can't. It's amazing how they hate him. It really is amazing. I've got a Alex Jones clip.
Oh, awesome.
God, it's been in here for a couple of days. I'm not really sure exactly what it's about. I think it's Alex Jones. It's got to be absolutely loony if I downloaded it. So, what the fuck? Let's, it's a mystery bag of Alex Jones. It's a fun little mystery gift.
Ooh, I love that.
I'm sure he's talking about something crazy. Here's Alex Jones of InfoWars. I just love the way this guy talks.
I told you back in July exactly what was coming, and now it's happening. And also told you they're going to turn their FBI informants and operatives and dirty tricks people loose on the real media, on the libertarian media, and on the Tea Party. And it's going on hardcore. Infiltration of organizations, attacks, sabotage, dirty tricks, stuff being made up. I expect this. We're going in, folks. This is the attempted takedown of the Republic.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. The attempted takedown of the Republic by the evil tyranny of government.
Oh, how many people listen to him?
He's popular, isn't he?
Yeah. It's so scary. There are people driving around in their pickup trucks going, yeah, fuck Alex Jones, man. That guy knows. He knows.
I heard on Alex Jones.
The tyranny, the takedown of the government. They're coming.
I told you it was coming. This is it.
God, he is definitely on the left. I bet. Do you think Alex Jones is a doomsday prepper?
Oh, God, yes.
He's got like 3 years worth of green beans in his
house. Well, no, I'm sure he doesn't have that shit, but he encourages people to go out and get that shit.
Oh, yeah. He's got guns.
I think he's a big fraud. I don't think he believes.
Oh, you don't think he walks the walk?
No, I don't. Wasn't he on Howard Stern one time? And Howard was even trying to get him to say, you don't believe this shit. You don't believe this shit. And he was being real coy and being like, oh, I believe everything.
But you know what? Maybe you have something there, because I think if you go back and you look at the history of Alex Jones, like there should be such a thing. I mean, he didn't always used to be like this, right?
I don't know anything about him. Was he?
I think he used to have a drag act at a nightclub.
Did he?
Yeah.
He used to be a woman.
No, actually, he was. I don't remember the guy's. He changed his name. He used to be George Michael's sidekick from Lamb. That guy with the dark hair. whoever the fuck he is. Who was that guy? Can you name that the second lead in Wham?
Oh, George Michael and no,
the guy that goes uh-huh.
It's really sad.
Yeah, yeah. Poor guy. Can't think of his name.
Andrew Ridgely.
Oh God! Did you look that up?
I did. I looked it up. Oh, I looked it up. I can't claim. Alex
Andrew
Jones, born
Ridgely.
In 1974.
No.
Dallas, Texas. His father's a dentist. Mother was from home.
What's his sign? Astrological.
He was born in February, so whatever that is.
That makes him a year of the cock.
He began his career in Austin with a live call-in public access cable TV program.
Maybe he's always been nuts.
So, yeah, it sounds like it if he was on cable access.
Could you imagine getting a sweet gig on cable access? Would that be a promotion?
He did get a radio gig, finally, on KJFK, hosting a show named The Final Edition. During this time, Ron Paul was running for Congress and was a guest on the show several times.
Ooh, I bet they love each other so, so much. Could you imagine the Ron Paul suck-off fest that happened on the Alex Jones show?
Yeah.
I mean,
It says this in Wikipedia. The two share many beliefs and have been friends since.
Let me tell you something. I never want to hear anyone say that about me in concert with Alex Jones. They share many beliefs. No.
In his early shows, Jones frequently talked about the belief that the U.S. government was behind the Oklahoma City bombing.
And not a single nutty white guy.
Used the incident to put down the growing states' rights movement. So they said, oh, look, a crazy white supremacist sovereign nation guy blew up 100 people and a bunch of kids. So therefore, we're going to crack down on these states' rights movements. So it's a false flag. It's a false flag, I tell you.
Does he run around like Yosemite Sam, just like drooling at the mouth? Oh, no, 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 not Yosemite Sam, the Tasmanian devil. That's more like
God,
Alex
maybe
Jones.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he does believe this shit. If he's been doing it for that long, if he was out on cable access, for fuck's sake.
I mean, he should believe in it. It's affording him a wonderful life, I imagine. I mean, what do you think his compound's like where he lives?
He seems to be doing okay. It's broadcast... Yeah. Syndicated, broadcast nationally right now to more than 90 AM and FM radio stations.
Oh, we got to get on that shit.
He's on shortwave.
What does that mean?
Shortwave radio.
Who the fuck does that?
The crazy people who are way into radio.
Right.
His live broadcast is weekdays 11 to 2 Central. Is that when we're going? That would be.
I have no idea.
We should.
No. Well, that's totally different than us. Central, we're on at 4. I'm Central.
Ah, so it's after us. We're after him. So we can't do a live break-in.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, Sam Cedar does his Rush Limbaugh moment.
Oh, okay.
He calls it Random Rush during his show. His show is on at the same time Rush is on. So every once in a while, he'll break in and listen to 1 minute of Rush Limbaugh, and then he responds for 1 minute to whatever Rush was saying.
That's amazing.
It's actually pretty creepy because sometimes you tune it in and, God, I don't know how they can listen to Rush Limbaugh. It makes me crazy.
His audience is stupid. And he just, listen, I tell you what Rush does. He gets high as fuck, pops some pills, and... You know, caterwauls for a couple of hours, and, you know, how does he make money? What does he do? He sells all kinds of merch.
Tchotchkes and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. He's just not as entertaining to me as Glenn Beck. I could sit and listen to Glenn Beck and despise everything he's saying and disagree with everything, but still be fucking entertained by it.
I mean, listen, Glenn Beck is a showman. How about that whole Ebola thing?
Yeah. The shit splatter and everything.
Yeah, he had something squirting with pudding.
I don't understand. I just don't find Rush entertaining. I don't find him funny. I don't find him witty. I guess I just don't get it.
Well, you know, he doesn't go the extra mile for his fans. He's not getting covered in spaghetti sauce to demonstrate how you're not supposed to take off your protective wear if you're dealing with Ebola. Maybe Glenn Beck does that.
Maybe he did that earlier. You don't see Rush Limbaugh putting on a pair of ruby slippers?
I see Rush Limbaugh. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
They'd have to be wide.
Big, giant, fat.
Big.
Yeah. Alex Jones also denies the existence of human-induced climate change, by the way.
Okay, well, who cares what you think about that?
He says the science is a lie, and it's merely a means for global governments and the global redistribution of wealth.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So maybe he is batshit crazy. I thought he was an opportunist, but maybe he's both.
Global governments. God.
Yeah.
Is he a shadow government guy?
Illuminati, shadow government.
Illuminati.
All that shit, man.
Who's in the Illuminati once and for all?
Beyonce?
Is Cosby part of the Illuminati?
Cosby probably would have. Yeah, yeah. I'll bet Cosby, they would say, would be Illuminati.
Do you get kicked out for raping, or do they not give a shit?
Oh, no. No, you probably got a promotion.
Okay, so we got Cosby, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Jerry Seinfeld. Who else is in the Illuminati? Pete Rose.
The Koch brothers.
For sure. Or the Koch brothers, yeah, yeah.
Here's the rest of Alex Jones.
Mark Cuban, big in the Illuminati.
Strap in and put on your spit guard, because I have a feeling this guy slobbers a lot when he's talking. Alex Jones, frothing at the mouth, scaring you some more.
Breakdown of the Republic. The attempt to start a civil war, playing the people off against the police. And people off against each other racially. So that whites will feel threatened and side with the establishment and the police state. And departments that are trying to be good departments will feel threatened and will go under federal control and militarized control. And so that minorities, who are really the majority now in most areas, will see the Democratic Party as their capo in the prison. And then it's how they control prisons. And the UN's the warden. And they've got us all in racial gangs. And we're all in a prison together like a bunch of chumps.
Wait, what?
I love that last part. We're all in a prison together like a bunch of, I mean, God, chumps.
And the UN, he got the UN in there, the UN. And the UN is the prison guard, is the warden. UN's the warden.
Is his studio nice, Alex Jones? I mean, does he have people helping him? Is there someone there that could bring him a glass of water?
He doesn't have the production values that Glenn Beck does.
No.
It looks like he's sitting in his basement in front of a green screen.
Does he, I mean, that voice of his, I mean, really, he needs a glass of water, or he needs to do some, you know, gentle falsetto sighs before he starts his show every day. Just like I did in musical theater school.
Exactly. What do we got? We only got a couple minutes left here on the show. It's Thursday. It's 3:53 PM Pacific.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
It's not that time you're listening to a rerun. We rerun on the network here a few times throughout the day. 24/7, we got entertainment for you. Immediately following, if you're listening to the live broadcast, is a rerun of the Cannalinguists, our weedish 420-ish green herbal show.
Fast.
Then tonight, 7 p.m., the Hollywood Hick, followed at 8 p.m. by the Daily Upper Decker. And 9 p.m. if you missed the Morning Wood, get your Morning Wood at night. 9 p.m. 11 Pacific tonight.
We're calling out the polar bears.
The big network here. I've got one more quick story.
Okay.
Before we bailed, in Australia.
Hello.
There was a petition that ran for Target stores that they wanted to get rid of Grand Theft Auto 5, to stop selling it because it's misogynistic and promotes violence against women.
Okay. Is Grand Theft Auto any fun? What do you do? Drive a car?
Grand Theft Auto is fun as fuck, but it's also probably might be a little misogynistic.
You don't need that. Just
get
rid of it.
You can slap hoes and stuff.
Nobody needs this video game bullshit.
They did.
Read a book.
They did remove Target, relented and removed Grand Theft Auto from its shelves. But now there is a this petition, another petition started today, has already gained over 12,000 signatures. And it's, they want, this group wants Target to remove from its shelves because it encourages readers to commit sexual violence and kill women, the Bible.
They must have read that little section about Phineas.
This book, right. This book, the Bible, spreads the idea that certain women exist as scapegoats for male violence. It shows hatred and contempt for women in the sex industry, puts them at greater risk. Target, you pride yourself on being a family company caring for loyal communities, local communities. So it's kind of a response a little bit to the ninnies who, meanwhile, they say that they sell games and DVDs that have rated R ratings, but they caved because of this, this petition.
Right.
And Grand Theft Auto does have an 18 plus rating in, in, Australia. So,
well, they just slap a rating on the Bible. NC-17.
That would be awesome.
Hilarious.
How awesome would that be?
It'd be funny.
Like, man, that horrible torture porn that Mel Gibson put out.
Oh, my God. That movie.
I mean, that should have been... didn't they scream about that? Like, they were pissed off that they wanted to give it an NC-17 because of violence. And they're like, how dare you? But it's Jesus violence. It's okay. Yeah.
Jesus violence. That's actually what they said. How dare you? Jesus.
That doesn't matter.
Go ahead.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to us today. We are going to be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel to wrap up the week for you all. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific and 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Tight Coast. Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter, which is at Crab Diving. We're also on Facebook. We're also on Google Plus, all over the place. Share the crabs, spread the crabs, love the crabs. What did I forget?
Yes.
Instagram.
Instagram, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, on Google Plus. You said all that. Not on LinkedIn.
Ryan Pfeiffer will be doing comedy in the Panhandle. Find out where in the next couple of weeks at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
Thank you. Everything and anything about us is at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Back tomorrow for more of this crap.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving.